All right. Welcome to another episode of Autodesk's Digital Builder Podcast. I am your host, Eric Thomas. We are live on day three of Autodesk University, and I am joined now by Matt Abels, the VP of Construction Technology and Innovation at the Associated Builders and Contractors. And as you just said, Matt, a bit of a mouthful, but you know, you're doing some cool stuff, and I'm really excited to have you on the show. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you for having me. I've been coming to Autodesk University since 2014. So excited to do something different here, joining you on the podcast. So thank you very much.
Yeah, man. We're going to get into all the fun things about technology, what your organization is doing, and it's going to be cool. So let's kick it off. For those that aren't out there familiar with the ABC Tech Alliance, can you tell me a bit about your mission and the value that you create for your members?
Yeah, the mission of ABC's Tech Alliance is to help our members use technology to be safer, more profitable, and win more work. Our members want increased value in the areas of safety, project management, workforce management, data analytics, billing, equipment telematics, just to name a few areas that we focus on.
All right, so just a few. You guys have a pretty widespread attack with construction technology and what you're supporting to the industry, but it's a really cool thing that your organization is doing. And I've been told you release the ABC Technology Report every year. Can you give us a little bit from this year's report, some of those highlights? What were you finding when you put that together, and what might people be interested in hearing about?
So the tech report showed three things that might really surprise you. Number one, and I found super interesting, was robotics can take a 10-day task and make it four without any safety incidences.
Wow.
The second one, our contractors are able to bid triple through project bidding software. You know, again, when we go back to the value prop, that's really helpful. And total human health being so important to us, we found one of our members created an app to actually enhance mindfulness and well-being because of the importance that mental health has on their employees.
You know, those are three huge things for the construction industry, and all very important in very, very different ways. Like the robotics thing, I think it's becoming more and more common right now for people to talk about it in a real honest way and the value we can bring to construction instead of a scary, they're going to come take our jobs. It's like, no, we're here to augment what you're doing and to make you safer. So that's a really cool thing to hear. The other aspects, well, I'm a former proposal manager, so the bid and proposal process, I'm actually a little afraid when I hear more because I was buried in RFPs in a former life. But to be able to do a lot more with your resources and streamline that with technology is huge, because it's the reason why I'm not a proposal manager anymore in past years. It's a tough job. And so if we can make that better, that's great. And I love the wellness focus too. And I think it's a newer thing that people are talking about, construction. And I'm so happy to hear it, because it's so important, and it impacts everybody in the work that we're doing. I mean, I think everybody has a story tied to safety and wellness and construction. And that third piece is so important as we continue to support all of the staff and the labor and everybody that is, you know, building the environment that we live in. It's so important. And so as we look at those reports, if we think about the themes every year, what's been persisting, or what else is kind of new and surprising? Is there anything else that comes to mind at this point?
Well, last year's tech report, we looked at what our members are using. And this year's, we focused on why are they using those technologies? Tell us why. Tell us how that is making our members safer, more profitable, and helping them win more work. And that's what we did. And that's how we changed the narrative a little bit on how some construction tech reports are out there. I think most of what you will see in the industry is a lot of data-focused ones. We want to show our members the...
I love that why and how, and it's how I always try to think about when I'm participating in research myself, because data is valuable. It's good to know what people are doing and where their focus and their energy and attention is. But if you don't give the why, then there's no context. And if you don't give the how, then it's just information that's not actionable. And if you're not able to act on that information, the value is maybe not quite as pronounced as what you're sharing here. So that's really encouraging to hear. So in the past, we know most larger general contractors and smaller contractors and subs, the big ones were the big players in construction technology. They had the budgets to do it and a little bit more room to try things that might not be successful. As we look at today's construction ecosystem, from what I've been seeing, more of the smaller and mid-sized contractors seem to be stepping into the realm of construction technology. So as we look at that, what do you think is driving that increased need for technology and construction for those smaller organizations specifically?
Same reason you see everyone carrying around one of these. Technology is more affordable.
I got mine on the table in front of us here.
I think you'll see most everyone here has one, you know, has a cell phone device. Many of them are going to be either the iPhone or, you know, some have the Google phone. But technology is more customized than ever and more readily available. The Tech Alliance itself and our whole effort was created specifically to support small to mid-sized contractors to be more profitable, win more work, and be safer.
And it's such an important focus, especially as the last 3 years has won, I think, kind of forced some of this digital transformation, whether people were reluctant or not. We had to do more with less. We had to focus on safety. And so it was a big shakeup for construction. And as we kind of coast out of that worldview, those challenges haven't gone away. But I think we're in a really beneficial moment right now where you've got that baseline now. People are focusing and rallying around construction tech and platforms. And we're just in a cool space now where that innovation has just gotten huge. It's an exciting moment for construction.
It's a very exciting time for construction right now.
So as we look at your membership in the ABC Alliance, what themes have been common for those that have successfully adopted technology? Like what is consistent across those contractors that took the leap, had some wins, and then, you know, grew from there? Where are they sitting?
Well, there is no one size fits all. I mean, quite honestly, while there's an increased interest in technology in a very crowded space right now, our members all have different needs to be customized to their business. So the most important thing that I can tell companies is have a plan, have a strategy.
And that's the biggest thing for me too. When we look at data strategy specifically, so again, I am a bit of a construction data nerd and tech nerd, as I've alluded to many times on this show. And just a moment ago, we released a report in partnership with FMI called the Harnessing the Data Advantage of Construction. And the big thing we were looking at was, what are people doing in the market regarding having a data strategy specifically? And the thing that came up often was many of them don't. They have adopted technology out of need. They found themselves in a situation where they have a big tech stack. There's a lot of tools in front of them, but they haven't necessarily had an opportunity to step back and think big picture about how they want to capture that data and manage it, and then in turn make decisions based on that data, which I think is the big inflection point right now that we hadn't seen before. We had a lot of data. We didn't necessarily have any way to analyze or consume it. Now you can make choices in the field and in the office. It's huge. So like, I love to hear that. It's a really exciting moment for construction.
And to your point on data, having a plan with your data, there's a lot of tools to collect that data, but if you don't have a plan for that data, you know, are you just running into trouble or be just chasing your tail?
No, it just sits on a drive and you go, okay, we've got the data, moving on. And I mean, don't stop capturing data. Like that's not the path forward, but being intentional about how you're doing it is the key. And the other thing that came up when we were doing that report, what I'm nerding out about data again, it was so interesting to hear when you focus your attention on one piece, it really sets you up for success because you don't get so overwhelmed. So many of these organizations, they look at the amount of data construction's capturing, and it's huge. You have 3D scanners, you have drones, you have all the project management technology that you're creating and bringing to site. If you look at all of it once and you go, how do I capture all of this? How do I manage all of this? Justifiably so, you're probably going to freak out a little bit because it's a little overwhelming. But if you narrow that focus, you go, I care about safety most. What can we do with safety data and the technology we have here that either makes our team safer or gives us insights we didn't have? You kind of iterate on that, you find some insights, you prove that case, and then you step out to the other parts of your business and your C-suite is, you know, going to call you a hero, and suddenly you've got a data strategy that, you know, fits across the board. So it's a good thing to focus on. thank you for bearing with me as I nerd out about data a little bit. But I think the other end of that is there are a lot of challenges when we're adopting technology. If there weren't, I think every company and contractor out there would have all the different things that we're seeing in this expo hall right now. All the vendors would just go, here, Hail Mary, here's all the stuff, and we go from there. So what are some of those pitfalls? What are the hiccups? Where are people struggling most commonly that if another contractor is out there listening, they should be aware and mindful of as they continue to adopt new technology and, you know, change the way they approach doing work?
I think the most common pitfall is everyone doing things the way they've always done it. So I think, you know, on one hand, that's always been an issue, but also don't just do what your competitors are doing. As I mentioned before, everyone has different things that they need to focus on. And, you know, falling into that trap of doing what everyone else is doing is not going to be the best solution. But lastly, in most cases, there are solutions that will solve 90% of what you need, and there'll be a fraction of the cost. So instead of spending 100% and spending a fortune, you can get 90% of that problem solved at a fraction of the cost if you do your right due diligence.
Yeah, there's so much to consider if you're just focused about that technology adoption instead of, I've heard shiny new toy syndrome come up a decent amount in the last week. And it's a real thing because we've had so much innovation in the industry and people are so excited. They go, oh my gosh, like there's this thing to solve this problem. There's this thing to solve this problem. And as you adopt all these tools, your labor force, if you're not communicative and intentional about how you're doing it, are probably going to be like, okay, like how do I manage all these things? And so get them the tools they need, fill those gaps, but also have that strategy that we're talking about. It's a big and important piece of the conversation. So to close this out today, I'd love to learn a little bit more about what trends you're excited about in the industry right now. What's going on that you're super excited about? And then also, if we look forward, think maybe a decade, like what are your predictions for construction? Where are we going to be at? We're at an inflection point. And I love this question because the answers vary based on, I guess, how nerdy somebody is and where I'm talking to.
I mean, look around you. What I love seeing is the collaboration of tech companies partnering and integrating together. So the Tech Alliance was built for that reason. Many of them do partner and collaborate together, and many of the Tech Alliance partners are here at AU. If I look at all these booths over here, I think that you're going to see many of the members who support ABC and our Tech Alliance are sitting here at Autodesk for the reason I mentioned. They are collaborating together to solve a bigger problem in construction.
And the collaborative nature of the industry is such an impressive element that you don't necessarily see in other industries across the world. We're building the world. And the contractors are passionate about the work that they're doing. They're excited about it. And to solve the gaps and the challenges that we're all facing right now, everybody's continuing to come together in places like Autodesk University, digitally, in all these different ways, ensuring their learnings. And I think we're just going to be in a really great position. So 10 years from today, I think we're going to continue to be more collaborative. We're going to be more digitized. I hope paper plans just have no place in the industry at that point anymore. Like, let's stop cutting down trees so we can roll them out on a big desk and then drag them to the next project trailer. And I think that's a thing of the past.
I agree. As far as just me being at Autodesk University, my excitement for the collaboration and what's going on just continues to raise. And it's such a pleasure to come here and see it firsthand with everyone who is collaborating to make this a better industry and the greatest industry in the world.
Absolutely. I mean, we are in person. Like, how cool is that? It's been 3 years since we've had a chance to sit down, meet people, see people we haven't seen in a long time. I've said this too many times now, but I keep forgetting who I've met in person and who I haven't. And so I'll run into somebody, go, oh my God, it's so good to see you. And then we'll stop. I'll go, I've never actually met you before. I've been on a Zoom call for, 16 hours at this point. We've had deep, meaningful conversations, but we've never shook hands. We've never had a chance to have a hug. So being back at Autodesk University, it's a good moment. I'm really excited and I appreciate you joining me today. And for everybody out there listening, make sure you check out Matt's organization and all the other recaps that we have from Autodesk University. There is a ton of great content. And again, just thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Cheers.
And everybody out there listening, this is Autodesk's Digital Builder Podcast. Make sure you tune in every other week for new episodes. And again, just thank you for listening. It's good to be in person.